From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a tragic day for U.S. military personnel in Afghanistan. Six U.S. service members were killed Monday by a suicide bomber riding a motorbike near Bagram Air Base, an attack claimed by the Taliban. It's the highest death toll among U.S. personnel this year. Christopher Stanton, a South Asia analyst with the Asia-Pacific Center for Security Studies, says the attack comes amid reports of Taliban forces closing in or having captured Sangin District in southern Helmand Province.
There's a very well-known Pakistani journalist called Ahmed Rashid, who's written a lot about the Taliban in Afghanistan, who's now claiming that the Afghan regime is in total panic over the Taliban's current offensive and that it's not improbable the Taliban may come back. And if they are to capture Helmand, then that would be part of that particular comeback, I suppose, because that, again, is their heartland, and it will be very difficult for the Afghan forces to retake that.
The deputy governor of Helmand resorted to posting a plea to the central government in Kabul on Facebook, pleading for help following the deaths of some 90 security force personnel last week. At the UN Monday, Special Afghan Representative Nicholas Haysom warned the Kabul government needs to prove itself further for international support in the new year. He said the government of President Ashraf Ghani needs to find a political route to peace. The Burkina Faso government has issued an international arrest warrant for ousted leader Blaise Compaoré for his alleged role in the 1987 killing of his predecessor Thomas Sankara. Mr. Compaoré, ousted in an October 2014 popular uprising after trying to extend his 27-year rule, is living in exile in Ivory Coast. Mr. Sankara's death brought Mr. Compaoré to power. This is VOA News.